Knights. She plays a really strong role in the local arts scene. She's the owner of Emma Knights Productions, and she gives lots of South Australian musicians and performers a space to perform. She's just preparing for the fourth season of Oklahoma next week, and she joins us now to tell us about it. Emma, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Oh, sorry. Sorry there. Emma, thank you so much for joining us.
That's right. Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us about the production Oklahoma that you've got?
Yeah, so we do it up at Four Oaks Farm in Littlehampton, using the barn as our sort of backdrop, and we work with real horses. We've got Boy and Chief are our two star horses, and yeah, we do the whole production outdoors in the beautiful farm setting. So, you know, you have ducks flying over and geese making noise and an upstaging peacock. It's an all-local production. So we have a little country fair with some stalls. We've got the Mount Barker Scouts group doing sausage sizzle. And we have an all-local bar as well. So, yeah, it's a beautiful setting. We all get up there because it's our fourth season and it's just so lovely to be up there on the farm.
It sounds like it's a lot of fun and like a really unique idea doing it outdoors like that. What's the actual storyline of the production?
The storyline, so it's about Laurie and Curly predominantly, and their sort of flirtations as to whether they like each other or don't like each other and whether they'll get together or not. But it does also, Rodgers and Hammerstein, a lot of their work looks at community and the way that people interact with each other. So you do have a bit of a darker character in Judd, but you can kind of look and go, you know, is he that way because of the way society's treated him? Is there like mental illness involved? That kind of thing. So it's got all these amazing, beautiful songs that everyone loves, but it does have that little bit of a, if you look a little bit deeper than the surface, there's quite a lot of interesting messages about community and the way, way we interact with each other.
It's got a bit of depth to it. Yeah. What would you say is kind of like the genre of the production, and what kind of audience would like this one?
Well, we do get a lot of grandparents and their kids coming, like, so obviously people that have grown up with it, because it is the 75th anniversary this year. And it's the golden era of musicals, so it's kind of that old-fashioned. It was the first musical that ever incorporated the music and the dance as part of the story, to progress the story. So it was quite a groundbreaking musical then, but it's in the setting that it's in, you know, you can bring your kids, and if your kids normally don't sit still in a theatre, there's plenty of paddock that they can run around in around the back. We've had all ranges of all ages coming along to it. But, yeah, anyone that loves the Rodgers and Hammerstein, we've even actually had people that hate Oklahoma that have come along and gone, oh, I love this production of it. So so that's been good.
Yeah, it does sound like it would be a lot of fun. So are you able to tell us, for people who might not know about Emma Knights Productions, what's the objective behind it, and what made you want to start up the company?
I'm a musician myself, so we were told all throughout uni that if you wanted to make it, you needed to move interstate, if you were actually going to make it at all. And I was like, but I love Adelaide. I love living here. And so I did go interstate to study, and I got my first professional contract was up in Queensland. And then I thought, you know, why isn't anyone really doing this in Adelaide? Like, we get, you know, touring shows and things like that coming through, but there wasn't really opportunities for a lot of opportunities for performers. So I thought I would start my own company 5 years ago, just over 5 years ago now. And, the main objective is to shine a light on local performers and local places and promote Adelaide. As, you know, we've got quite an excellent art scene here, but it's not always known about. It's just trying to bring a light to that, through music-based immersive events is what I call it.
I'm speaking with Emma Knights from Emma Knights Productions, and she's telling us about the current projects that she's working on. Yeah, so how in that 5 years that you've been working in it, like how have you found the artistic scene and the talent that we have here?
It's amazing. I keep discovering new stuff all the time, which is really cool and exciting for me and for the audiences. And you know, things change, like people move from interstate or overseas and they end up here as well, and they're looking for things. But the I think there's so much happening in Adelaide at the moment. I was talking to the guys at Music SA the other month about, you know, it just feels like a really exciting time where lots of stuff is happening and sort of being involved in it in lots of different areas, like the theatre and the music scene is really exciting, because there is a lot of talent and a lot of younger people coming up that are also saying, I want to live in Adelaide and make this this my home and the place that we create our art from, which is exciting.
Mm. I've always been meaning to go on one of those floating melodies shows.
Yes.
Yeah, they sound really fun. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, so they also started 5 years ago. They were meant to just be three fundraising concerts, but they've ended up being one of the biggest parts of my company. So it's local foods, local beverages, and local musicians on board floating vessels, because it was just on boats. So, but we are taking to hot air balloon next year. See how that goes.
Oh, cool.
Just for fun. I've got my first one out on the Dolphin Explorer this Sunday, which should be great. And we've been on West Lakes Princess as well. And it's just such, you know, being on the water is really nice and relaxing, and listening to the music. And I do different themes as well. So we also, you know, have local French people. You know, people that have moved over here and made Adelaide their home, and I've worked with Bollywood performers. We've done Japanese tea ceremonies on all of that as well. So it can be quite a unique way to look at the multiculturalism of the state as well. I really enjoy them.
What's the theme of tomorrow's one?
The theme of tomorrow's one is jazz and gins. It's a bit of a prohibition cruise. So we're dressing up in our 1920s gear, and we're doing jazz tunes from that era and a few modern songs done in that style. And we've got Settlers Gin and Adelaide Hills 78 Degree Gin being showcased at the event as well, and then like just a really large platter of all local produce as well. So, yeah.
And is there any other upcoming works that you guys are doing?
I am just on my way out to the Barossa because I'm doing Anne of Green Gables musical later this year out that way. Okay. So that'll be nice to spread my wings out there a bit. Then I've got, so we've got Oklahoma next week, and I've got a few little music shows here and there, and then it's just gearing up for Fringe for next year. Mm. Oh, I am also doing Sound of Music at the Monastery in January.
Oh, nice.
Which should be pretty cool too. So, but I've just finished curating a program for the Moffatville Racecourse for Adelaide Fringe for next year, so it'll be a little bit of a new hub just outside of the city. Mm. And, so it's all go this time of year.
Yeah, sounds like you've got a lot in the pipeline. Well, Emma, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
No worries. Thank you for having me.